Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Ultrasounds will continue to save Kentucky babies. We're going to be talking about this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, the United States Supreme Court just a few days ago stated that it would not hear a challenge to a Kentucky law that requires doctors to perform an ultrasound and show the image of the unborn baby to the pregnant woman as she listens to the fetal heartbeat. Now, this law was challenged, and a lower court of appeals upheld the law as being constitutional. Those who challenged it asked the United States Supreme Court to take the case and reverse it. The Supreme Court decided not to take the case. Now, I know, Matt, it's not a ruling on the merits. The Supreme Court can decide not to take a case one year and decide to take a very similar case the next year. But the good news is, whether or not it's a ruling on the merits, and it's not, they just decided to let it stand. What it means is that this Kentucky ultrasound law continues to stay in effect, and this law will save countless lives of babies, but also it encourages other states that already have such laws and those that don't to enact similar laws like Kentucky has.
Right. And you know, you often hear about full disclosure in medical situations where you have to have informed consent. And Planned Parenthood, their reaction alone to this, they are just livid. They're calling this a tragedy. And because women will actually have informed consent, they will to give consent to kill their baby. This simply says they have to be informed as to what the procedure really entails and have their eyes laid on this child that grows within them. And that alone, because let's keep in mind, the abortion lobby, the pro-aborts, they only thrive if the truth is masked. They have to obfuscate. They have to use euphemistic language. They have to call it a non-viable mass of tissue. So when people see that it is a live human being, well, what does that hurt? It ultimately hurts the pocketbook, the blood money that they make from killing unborn children.
Well, yeah, look who challenged this law. The only abortion center in the state and the three doctors who work there.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
What's this about?
EMW Women's Surgical Center is the name of the abortion clinic that challenged it. They don't want to give informed consent because they know that they're going to lose business. And all of this is about making money.
Absolutely.
So this particular law called the Ultrasound Informed Consent Law, it was challenged. A lower court ultimately struck it down. Then it got appealed to what's known as the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that's headquartered in Cincinnati. And in a 2-1 decision, they reversed and reinstated the law. It's that particular decision that was appealed, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, we're going to let it stand. This particular law is a great law. The majority opinion of the Court of Appeals was written by Judge Bush, a Trump appointee, and joined by a Reagan appointee, Judge Norris. They said the law did not step on the doctor's First Amendment right to free speech, and the ultrasound images were relevant to the decision as to whether to have this abortion, which they called an unborn life. So a great decision. Now, this particular law, Holly, it specifically requires doctors to describe an ultrasound, although a woman could avert her eyes and ask to have the sound turned off. The physician who fails to show and describe the unborn baby to the patient could face fines of up to $250,000 and an action against their medical license. Now, this particular law was supported by Governor Matt Bevin. This decision by the Supreme Court not to take the case and thus to allow the case to go into effect, the law to go into effect, came on the very same day of the last day of Matt Bevin's governorship.
Yeah, we thank him for this.
Yeah, so he has been a strong pro-life advocate. He was voted out of office narrowly by his challenger. But someone I did a radio program on said, well, is that possible that the legislature will reverse this, remove this, repeal the law? And here's what happened in Kentucky, especially those who are following Kentucky politics. The change from Democrat to Republican in the governorship occurred, obviously, at a very narrow rate because it was a race that was really targeted from outside sources. But around the Commonwealth of Kentucky, all the other races, they went Republican overwhelmingly. So it's that legislature that passed this, and the legislature, I don't foresee any possible way that they're going to repeal it. And of course, the governor has no authority on his own to do something that the legislature can't do. So this law is in effect, and it will save the lives of children.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the importance of that. They did a 2011 study at an abortion center. Before ultrasounds were available, 40 to 50% of their clients decided to keep their babies. After the center started offering ultrasounds, the percentage increased to 75%.
Over 75%. That was a Quinnipiac study.
Yeah, there's a particular ministry called Save the Storks, and they have these mobile units that go around, and they have shown that 4 out of 5 mothers keep their children when they see that child on an ultrasound. 4 out of 5.
And you know, Matt, it's inevitable when they're not given information about what's inside of them. And
when
they actually
lied to.
See
yeah.
an ultrasound, and they see that little baby moving around. Mm-hmm. They can identify the body, the head, the hands, the rib cage, the feet, the legs, the whole body is
there.
Hear
the heart, yeah.
And they can hear the heartbeat sound.
You can't deny. That's
and
not
that's
a child.
You hear the heartbeat. Yeah. No wonder why. When women see that, over 75% say, no, I'm not going to go through with this. No wonder why the abortion industry is opposed to these laws, because they're losing money. They're in this not for the women. They're in it, obviously, not for the child. They want to kill the child and even sell the baby body parts for profit. They're in it for money.
Yeah.
This is their moneymaker.
And again, it all boils back down to, I know I'm harping on this, but informed consent. The American Medical Association, the Code of Medical Ethics, Opinion 2.1.1, informed consent to medical treatment is fundamental in both ethics and law. Patients have the right to receive information and ask questions about recommended treatments so that they can make well-considered decisions about care. Successful communication in the patient-physician relationship fosters trust and supports shared decision-making. It goes on and on, but the definition of informed consent, the process by which a patient learns about and understands the purpose, benefits, and potential risks of a medical or surgical intervention, including clinical trials, and then agrees to receive the treatment or participate in the trial. So what the abortion industry, and by fighting this, what they're trying to do here is subvert
they don't want women
informed
to know.
Consent.
Yeah,
they are trying. They want the consent without the informed part. It's
right,
unethical.
Right.
Even
Which
the AMA
you can't really
says
have
that is
consent
unethical.
If you don't know what you're consenting to.
Exactly.
And Judge Bush, who wrote the opinion at the Court of Appeals that upheld the law, he says, quote, the information conveyed by an ultrasound image, its description, and the audible beating fetal heart gives a patient greater knowledge of the unborn life inside her. He goes on to say, this also inherently provides the patient with more knowledge about the effect of an abortion procedure. It shows her what or whom she is consenting to terminate. That this information might persuade a woman to change her mind does not render it suspect under the First Amendment. It just means that it is pertinent to her decision-making, close quote.
And just aside, this Judge Bush of the Sixth Circuit is a Trump appointee, again showing the importance of judges when it comes to the sanctity of human life.
And the importance of elections.
Yeah.
Yes.
And thus the importance of elections. President Donald Trump has nominated and had confirmed more judges to the federal bench than any other president in history. And these are changing the landscape of these courts of appeal across the country and also the lower courts as well. And here you have that 2-to-1 decision with one dissenter, 2-to-1 decision, a Trump appointee, a new Trump appointee, and a Reagan appointee from some years ago. ultimately making a solid constitutional decision. The Supreme Court allows it to stand. The Supreme Court could have jumped in if it decided we want to overturn this. They decided not to. Please pray for other states around the country to have additional laws like this. These kinds of informed consent laws, ultrasound and other laws, like the one in Kentucky. And pray that in this country, we return to a position where we hold the sanctity of human life from all people, born and unborn. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel at this time of the year and also support us with your year-end contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.